This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited here to take control of the airwaves. Net neutrality has been on the table here tonight, which is funny, too, because, Lauren, you actually wanted to talk about that.
It's really funny.
So Hassan called in the last hour, and he went to bat for net neutrality, which means to pass some sort of ordinance or law or statute or whatever the hell.
Yeah, statute.
Law.
No,
statute.
It would be probably regulations, wouldn't it? It would be regulations.
Should be. FCC, yeah, regulations. The FCC tried.
Some sort of government...
Because they couldn't get net neutrality through as a law.
Some kind of government scribblings that will require internet providers, ISPs, to treat all packets as equal. And, you know, on its face, it seems attractive, right? Like, you know, the scare story is that, oh, my God, these evil companies, they're going to make it so that Netflix or Yahoo or whoever it is that pays them would get priority on their internet traffic. And that's supposedly, you know, being promoted as this bad thing. Because the little websites, they're going to be the ones that that get hurt out of it.
Yeah, you know, pay equality on its face looks really good. But how much
paying
more?
Paying everyone the same amount,
yeah,
for any job?
Yeah, the thing the feminist movement's trying to do.
That sounds terrible to me.
I know, right? But some people, on its face, it sounds really great. And if you have any questions about that, you should definitely check out my video from Keenvention. We went into pay equality. It's treating women as victims. Yeah, the ladies panel. Mm-hmm. And it's treating women as victims. And the thing is that, first of all, we're not victims. And second of all, how much more empowering is it that we have to be protected by the government than, you know, taken care of by a man? I don't find that any more empowering. In fact, I think I find that less empowering because the person that's taking care of me, I actually chose them to be in my life versus the government, which just kind of forces themselves in.
You libertarians, you just always go to bat for the corporations. I mean, you're in the pocket of the Koch brothers. You're in the pocket of mega corporations. You're just going to bat.
Who's
for
you?
You libertarians. I'm playing devil's advocate.
Okay, all right.
You libertarians, you're just toeing the line for the man, corporate America.
For the big corporations?
Yeah.
Well, actually, this is actually harmful to small businesses,
how's
too.
That?
So I actually read the wrong thing earlier, but the benefits to businesses that flow from contracting under the current non-regulation include a stimulus from ISP investment and the opportunity to innovate. And those would be actually preserved in this current system and have been preserved because of the opposition to net neutrality.
Yeah, but this isn't an innovation. This is gouging people. They're gouging. They're trying to gouge mom-and-pop website operations so they can play on the same playing field with the big players.
You know, Ian, I would like you to name me one time that government regulation has ever helped a business.
Right. Well, government regulation certainly isn't aimed at little guys. But I would say
that... No, it just ends up hurting little guys.
This is ostensibly supposed to protect the little guys. The way this is being sold is that this is going to treat everybody's packets equally.
When the government, who is the person who gives the monopoly on cable and telephone to companies, when the government gives the monopoly out, that's when you have to start stacking the rules on, right?
Right, because this was a government-created problem in the first place.
Right, and that's what the government does. The government will break your leg and then give you a crutch and say, look, we fixed it. And no, let's not forget, okay? So there's these sticks that they let the telephone company and the cable companies put in the ground in, mm-hmm, government land. And then they let those companies decide who's going to put the wire on the sticks. Okay, you got to have an electric company,
yep,
and you got to have a cable company, and you got to have a phone company. Now,
you got to have all those things.
Right, and then,
whatever
and then,
happened with the electric company doing internet? There was some talk about that years ago, but I
don't know.
Never happened.
I have no idea. So, I mean,
they probably couldn't get it off the ground, kind of like the Obamacare website.
I think that this would be relatively easily solved by allowing, hey, you can have, you know, if you want to pass a law, here's your law. Here's your federal law. The federal law is municipalities must allow at least two cable companies and at least two phone companies to put wires on poles. So if you're going to regulate somebody, here's my proposal. Regulate the governments.
Mm.
Because that is where the problem starts.
Again, Ian, how many people don't have, you know, power right now because we have a monopoly?
So, right, a lot of people don't have power right now. Just for those of you that don't know, you're not paying attention to the weather in the Northeast.
Why would you?
They're spending Christmas
snow.
With candles and no turkey and no Christmas dinner.
It's Thanksgiving right now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Time warp. You're in the time warp. It's okay.
In a time warp. I'm
like.
Out of myself.
I know what it's like. So, but yeah, I mean, the reason why power outages happen in New Hampshire, when power goes out in New Hampshire, it's deadly. People die. Like, same thing in Florida. If the power
it's
goes out, then people
here.
Die of overheating and heat exhaustion, you know, not drinking enough water, usually the elderly. But up here, people die because it's so damn cold. And
it's in the upper 20s right now, guys, and people
Isn't
don't have power and heat right now. People are freezing.
It's crazy. I mean, and so from my understanding, the reason why outages happen so often up here is because all the lines are out in the open. The apparently, the linemen's union is not allowing, there's like a prohibition on burying lines. You cannot run power underground in New Hampshire. All they would have to do to solve this problem is run the damn power lines underground, which apparently is done in other countries. I don't know where else in the U.S. it's done.
Why can't they do it?
There's a prohibition on it. The lineman's union refuses to do that job. Why would they refuse that? Because it puts them out of work. If the lineman's job is, we're the guys who come fix the lines when they go down.
They'd be the guys burying them, too.
The last time, though, right? Like, that would be the last job they had, essentially.
Well, I can tell you...
that would create jobs.
As a volunteer firefighter, I am so sick of showing up and directing traffic and doing all the stuff when it comes to these downed lines.
Mm-hmm.
Because now the companies, you know, the linemen may have their prohibition, but then the power company says, exactly how many feet do we have to go side to the side of these lines to maintain them? Because, you know, they want to do it. They wanted to cut the margin as close as they can. There's trees all in the lines.
Mm-hmm.
They fall. Every tree is going to grow and die and fall. And that's how a life of a tree goes. And when you're in New Hampshire where there are, I dare say, millions, maybe tens of millions of trees, they're falling all the time. And when a tree is next to a wire, it's got probably almost 50% chance of falling
it down
towards the wire and taking it down.
Because logic.
Yeah.
Or,
we don't have a backup system? Oh, wait, I'm sorry. There's no incentive because it's the government and they get paid anyway.
So, yeah, I mean, monopolies suck. The government has gotten us into this situation. But, Lauren, there was a story that you wanted to bring to the table tonight.
Mark Cuban. Okay, so can I first just say that Mark Cuban is one of my heroes. I think he's a complete genius. Not only has he recommended The Fountainhead as the number one business book that businessmen should read if they're interested in going into business. I wonder if I could say business like five more times. And he is also worth $2.6 billion. He made all of that money himself. He is a self-made man. I respect the heck out of that.
All right.
He is also number 459 on Forbes' list of world's richest men, which is awesome. But he is also considers himself, and let me quote him, he said he is a less or more kind of libertarian. So
less or more?
Less is more. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Less is more. Thank you, Ian.
Gotcha.
So less is more kind of libertarian, so minarchist kind of libertarian.
Is that what that means?
Yes. Yes.
Well, so less is more.
Less is more. So, you know, not
I don't know.
Completely
it could mean whatever.
Gone. So it's basically the less government you have, the better. So he could be anarchist.
Yeah,
but,
I don't know.
You know.
I mean, what
the
is
less
there more? Is
we
there
have,
a more,
so
is more
I
libertarian?
Guess, I guess none is less. So I guess that counts, right?
Yeah, I would think so. I'm confused by that, but go ahead.
But anyway, the point is that he thinks less government is better.
Okay.
And he's a libertarian. Like, but lately, he's been commenting on net neutrality. So this is really funny because I wanted to talk about this on the last show,
okay,
and this
great
guy just randomly calls in and talks about it, so I'm super excited.
Well, so why would Mark Cuban's opinion matter about net neutrality? Isn't he a sports team owner or something like
that? He is, but he's also a business owner. He bought the sports team because of all of the money that he made in business.
Mm. And he's a Shark Tank guy.
He is also a Shark Tank guy. He's investing in so many different companies right now.
So he likes fish?
No, it means he invests in different companies. It's a TV show. Okay. For anybody that hasn't checked out Shark Tank, you totally should.
We'll come back with more here in moments. 855, 453. We'll see what this guy has to say and whether it matters. It's Free Talk Live. Will he be right? You take control.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today is October 29th, 2014. Gold opened at $1,223.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,268.34, $634.17 for a half ounce, or $317.09 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,268.34, $634.17, and $317.09.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase, and there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Thanksgiving Day edition of the program. Plenty of time for you with your calls and thoughts at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Some of you might be sitting down with a cup of delicious BuzzBox coffee tonight after your Thanksgiving Day meals.
This late, you better hope it's decaf.
You can
water
get that.
Oh,
decaf,
yeah, man.
You can get decaf.
Be up all night with those relatives.
Yeah, and BuzzBox's decaf is water decaf, which means that it, you know, isn't decaffeinated with all the chemicals that so many of the other decaffeinated coffees are.
Ooh.
That matters to a lot of people. It's 100% organic, shade grown, top 1% grade Arabica beans. BuzzBox coffees, great coffee. You taste it and you'll agree. So we're going to give you a free pound. Go ahead and go to coffee.freetalklive.com. You pay for the shipping. It is a subscription program. You can cancel it at any time. But what we do for the people that stay on the subscription is that we're able to give a microloan for every 10 people that sign up, a microloan to another family around the world. People that are looking for a hand up, not a handout, you know, just a way to get their business up and going. We're essentially the Shark Tank here in this situation. We're helping them out.
Oh, Mark.
But there's no interest. So it's coffee.freetalklive.com. Get your free pound.
All right. So Lauren is here with a story about a Mark Cuban. He's a football team owner or something like that.
Dallas Mavericks.
I think that's basketball.
Baseball? Basketball.
Basketball.
So he's got a ball team. And
count on libertarians to not know which sport we're talking
he's
about.
He's a liberty guy, apparently, and has been speaking out against net neutrality. Is that right?
Yes, he has.
What's he have to say?
So it's an article by Reason, which is obviously the one that I always go to. So Mark Cuban on net neutrality, the government will F the internet up, and he actually uses the word.
Yeah, thank you for your self-censoring. I appreciate that.
Of course.
Yeah.
So entrepreneur, NBA team owner, and Shark Tank star Mark Cuban has this to say about net neutrality and the push to regulate the internet under Title II of the Telecommunications Act. The government will F the internet up. He also writes in an email exchange with Business Insider, all typos in originals, since when have incumbent companies been the mainstays for multiple generations? Cuban believes that startups blow up older companies despite an unregulated internet that allows internet providers to prioritize certain traffic streams. Overall, he thinks the current debate is too narrow and short-sighted. There will be so much competition from all the enhancements to wireless that incumbent ISPs will have to spend their time fighting cord cutting, he says. And this is a man that really knows about advancements and innovations. He started many, many companies. He knows what new advancements in technology is going on. And he can kind of, you know, people that have been doing entrepreneurship for like a long time that are serial entrepreneurs can often predict better where the future of technology is going, because first of all, they're involved. They have friends that are involved in entrepreneurship, so they know things before
we
do.
Well, he's not going out on a limb here. I mean, this isn't isn't a really big prediction. I mean, the idea of wireless internet access.
It's just people will listen.
I mean,
to him.
This is no Bitcoin.
This is an old idea. I remember back when we were in Florida, Mark. There was a startup company down there that was offering wireless internet access
just in downtown because they had these things on the top of buildings.
You had to put up an antenna on your roof in order to be able to get it, but they would install that for you.
Yeah, but you had to clean it off during the winter because it would get snow on it.
In Florida, we...
Oh, I'm sorry. Don't know what snow is.
Ian had never seen snow until he came to New Hampshire.
Oh, my God. What was that like?
No, there was one year where there was a little flurry that came down.
Yeah, but that doesn't count if it doesn't stick to the ground,
right,
Ian.
Right.
I mean, people are chuckling at you across the nation. The simple fact that a little bit of frozen water might have
slid around. The stuff now. I mean, I've got plenty of stuff.
I think it's cute.
But my point was that there was a company that was offering wireless internet access, and I checked them out, and, you know, I was interested because more choices is a good thing. It was a little bit out of the price range.
It was expensive.
It was kind of new at that time. Maybe it's more affordable now if they're still in business.
I don't think they are. They went out of business.
But the idea is still solid, and I think the people that are most, I guess, reliably delivering that service are the cell phone providers. Right now, you can get on your... If you've got a 4G cell phone, you can get on your 4G cell phone, and you can get 10 megabits a second easily on your cell phone. And, you know, by comparison, your average DSL connection, the one we have here at the studio, it's only 7 megabits downstream. So my cell phone, I don't have a 4G anymore, but I've got 3G now. But my old 4G phone, I'm just not willing to pay for it. But my 4G phone was faster than one of my home internet connections. So I think that the competition is already there that he's talking about.
Advancements in internet should not be a surprise to anyone. So a huge Twitter user, Cuban, also recently tweeted the following. The promise of the net is not content. It's high-speed apps that change healthcare, medicine, transportation, safety, and more. The best is yet to come on the net. Mm. And we can't hold it back because we want to make sure we can watch TV shows. We need fast lanes. Blocking access is a different animal. Where have you seen it happen?
Right. Which company is going to block companies from being able to deliver product to their consumers? I mean, whoever it is that starts blocking some sort of internet access is going to lose customers to anybody else who isn't blocking.
Yeah, the only time.
There are people out there that are going to say, I just want the Facebook and Google internet. And that's fine.
That's fine.
They should be able to pay for that, and that's okay. But chances are good, since that will be subsidized, that it will be cheaper. Mm-hmm. It will be less costly than the internet you have today. And then if you want the full-scale internet, you'll probably pay the regular price. And then if you want faster internet, just like today, you'll pay for more.
Look, business owners are greedy, and I say that in the most positive light. They want to make the most money that they can. They want to provide service to the most people that they can. Where the problems come in is where you get government involved in business, because government actually wants to discriminate against people. Businesses just want to take literally anybody that can pay the fees, and they want to keep the fees as low as possible. That way they can get more people service.
Well, right. I mean,
because they're going to make more money than if you charge a lot for a small number of people than you would a small amount for a large number of people.
That's true, and I think that it's important to remember that the only way a business can make money is by satisfying their customers. I mean, if the customers aren't, unless they have a government monopoly or some sort of government protection that guarantees them business, but in a relatively open market.
Right, government is the problem.
Yes.
Is they're either getting incentives to not provide for certain people, or they're not allowed to provide for certain people because government is, putting the big stick down.
I don't think the advocates of net neutrality really know what they're getting into.
No, they don't. I mean,
they don't know what's going to come out of this. They don't know the unintended consequences. I mean, we know what the unintended consequences are in, like, the war on drugs or, you know, whatever other government program that we're intimately familiar with. And we can predict fairly, I think, easily some of the unintended consequences. Like, we would know that competition won't be as intense with government regulations, and therefore service may not be as valuable, that it may not be as cheap. But what we won't know is what we're missing out on. We won't know how fast the speeds might have gotten had it not been for the government regulations, or how cheap the service
might
be.
Every regulation slows us down, and that's the thing, is that, you know, the internet could be this amazing, you know, engine, and we're slowing it down, and I think that that's really important. So
we'll come back with your thoughts. You're welcome to share them here on this live Thanksgiving Day edition of Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Take control of the airwaves. Maybe you want to tell us for what it is that you are thankful. This is Free Talk Live. There's more coming up.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the national chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. Pearl Flowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, Pearl Flowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from Pearl Flowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to pearlflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's pearlflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to take control of the airwaves here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Net neutrality has been the major topic on the program here tonight. Of course, there's a lot of other stuff that we can discuss, including Darren Wilson, the officer who apparently shot that guy, Michael Brown, in Ferguson, which touched off a firestorm of protests and now further protests now that Darren Wilson has not been indicted. William Norman Grigg has a story about Darren Wilson, and William Norman Grigg is always interesting.
He doesn't pull any punches.
No, he's pretty great. So we'll share some of that with you here when we get a chance. I know Lauren's got more on net neutrality. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE.
Join millions of people who've trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. Incorporate your business, create a will or a living trust, even register a trademark. Empowering you, protecting you with common legal documents people trust. LegalZoom.com. It's LegalZoom.com. You can use coupon code FTL to save $10 on your order. LegalZoom.com.
All right. So we're going to get back into this discussion in a moment about Mark Cuban, who's an entrepreneur. He's been speaking out, liberty-minded, apparently. He's been speaking out against net neutrality. But we'll continue with that. First, I want to go to Rod. He's in Canada via Skype. Hello, Rod. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Hi.
I, I wanted to talk today about a Silk Road type marketplace that has opened up, and it's called NXT Free Market.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, we've talked about that on the air.
Oh, okay. I didn't know about that. So in that case, I don't know if I'm saying anything new, but basically what is so exciting about this is that it's a blockchain-based marketplace as opposed to Open Bazaar, I think it's called, which is peer-to-peer. And when you have a peer-to-peer technology, then you have to have your computer running a node for your ad to be posted. Whereas when it's on the blockchain, you just upload it into the blockchain, and then it's there. And from a security standpoint, that's very important because, you know, if you're running a node and, you know, they raid you or something like that, then the evidence is there. Let's slow down for just a moment here.
Sure. What you're talking about are methods to sell products on the internet that don't really exist yet. They're both in development stages. There's some early sort of beta versions of this software out there, and I've actually tried them both out, Open Bazaar and the NXT Free Market, and they're both pretty difficult to get rolling with at the moment. I would say that NXT was a little bit more of a hassle than Open Bazaar, but not much more of a hassle. They're both a hassle to get involved with. But the idea is that they're decentralized marketplaces.
I think they've got a future, definitely.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah. I'm very excited.
That's the thing, is I think technology needs to catch up to them, not them to technology. You know.
Well, I don't know what you mean by that.
I think that it's just not doable because of the current technology.
Oh, no, it's totally doable. They just haven't finished the programming yet. They just need to get the job done and get a client released that's usable to the average person. Right now, you have to have some level of technical know-how to be able to kind of get these things rolling. But anyway, the idea is to have a decentralized marketplace. So right now, we've been talking a lot about the Silk Road over time on Free Talk Live, which is an infamous underground marketplace where the FBI investigated and they swooped in and they found the server and they took it down, even though it was supposed to be an anonymous server through the Tor network. They took it down, and they arrested the guy they claim was operating it, Ross Ulbricht. So the idea behind these other markets, the NXT Free Market you're talking about, Rod, and also the Open Bazaar, is that these are decentralized in the same way that Bitcoin or NXT or these other alternative currencies are also decentralized, meaning that there is no central server, that all of the marketplaces exist because people are participating, that those people who are participating in the market are the ones who are creating the market. They're the ones creating the network that essentially makes the market impenetrable. It cannot be taken down by federal agents. Now, what you're saying, Rod, is that you're kind of throwing in with the NXT side because you believe that it's more secure due to the blockchain, but I would guess that the Open Bazaar guys are going to have security taken care of, too. I don't imagine they're going to just leave people's information on their computer unencrypted because from what I understand, the way these markets work is that you offer your product or service on these markets, and then, you know, it's the other people that are in the network that keep that market online, so they're probably copying over some of that information to the other people's computers, or am I wrong about that?
As far as I know, you might be wrong, but people can correct me. Basically, yes, the information is encrypted, but for the ad to be up, as far as I understand, you have to be running your node.
I see what you're saying. So have your store online. So when you go on the Open Bazaar, you can put a store up. You could sell Free Talk Live T-shirts or, you know, whatever it is you want to sell there. And so in order to have your store up, you would have to run a node. Which presumably would be your own computer, but could also be a computer you rent somewhere or you hire someone else out to do that. And your concern is that the federal government could target the individual nodes if they could somehow identify them?
Well, I guess so. And if, for example, if your node is running, it's easier to find out where the node is.
Well, right now it's pretty clear. The Open Bazaar guys are making it really clear that at this point in their software, they don't have any anonymizing system in there, that if you're going to be selling stuff, that you should keep that in mind, that it needs to be completely legal.
Free Talk Live T-shirts, not Free Talk Live bags of heroin.
Yeah, exactly. And so I think that, you know, in the future, we're going to see more privacy protections built into these client software. But regardless, I'm excited that there are a couple of options, that it's not just Open Bazaar.
Yeah, thank God there's some competition.
Yeah, the free market guys are out there, too. Anything else that you thought was worthy of sharing?
I was just wondering, how long ago did you try the software?
2 weeks.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, it is fairly recent. Okay. I haven't tried it because I run Linux, and they don't have the Linux client running. So
yeah.
I haven't actually run it, but there is a website called freemarketlite.com where you can see the items that are currently listed.
Oh, cool.
And it's not very many.
No, it wasn't.
Like 30 items.
It's pretty early on at this point in the services.
How do you spell Lite in this case?
L-I-T-E.
Okay.
Why don't you pull that up, Mark?
Like light beer.
Get a chance. Hey, thanks, Rod, for the call tonight. I appreciate
Thank
hearing you from
you. Thank you as well, guys.
So, yeah, I'd like to see the NXT free market be more successful, and I'd like to see Open Bazaar really, you know, knock it out of the ballpark as far as creating these decentralized markets where, in theory, once it's done, you should be able to get on this marketplace, put a, you know, kind of hang out your digital shingle, and sell whatever the hell product or service you want to, and be completely anonymous about it, just like you would be on the Silk Road. And not have to worry about the service being taken down. Because that's been a real hit to these online marketplaces. I mean, it hasn't stopped them. They keep popping up. There's Silk Road 3.0 now. I mean, there was Silk Road 1, then 2, and now 3. And, you know, the feds keep arresting people. I mean, obviously, this is going to keep going. But if these decentralized markets can actually take hold, then they could kill the Silk Road model. Because the Silk Road model requires that central server for everybody to log into and for that central server to be a target of attacks. And, you know, these decentralized ones could be the real solution.
Right. The reason you can't do something like this online is so you set up this, you know, real free market on the internet. You put up a website, and then somebody decides they really do believe they're free, and they're going to sell marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, the federal government, who does not believe you're free, or some other government from some other country decides you're not free, and they're going to go and they're going to target the server. That website, they're going to get that website and figure out who's in charge of it, and then they're going to take them down, and they're going to go after the person who's providing essentially the landlord, not the purveyor of the stuff. So it's like, you knew people were selling marijuana, and it's like, well, you know, I was just providing a place where people could do business.
So there's something, I'd like to continue on this for just a moment. We can come back to the net neutrality issue here in a moment. Having compared the two softwares that exist, and not necessarily, you know, saying one's going to be better than the other in the long run, there are a couple of things that I don't like about the NXT software specifically. We'll come back with that here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Hey everyone, my Ghost 80% AR-15 project was a total success. Thank you, Guns80.com. Thank you. I bought my Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. It's everything I expected more. Just got a note from my buddy Mark, and now they're having a huge Black Friday and a big Cyber Monday sale. Guess Christmas is coming early this year. I'm definitely ordering one for my brother on Black Friday because the price drops to $400. Yes, I did just say that. $400. Unbelievable. At Guns80.com, the big sale is on. Begins Friday, November 22nd, and ends December 1st. So hurry now. Sale prices for Ghost ARs again, $400. Black Friday will be a good day. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. Sale is on right now at Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns and the number 80.com. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone. from our good friends at Guns80.com. The big sale is on. I'll see you there.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37. Sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage. Period.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial on in toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we have waiting for you there. If you like the program, you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, you can shop with us. Go and get your shopping taken care of. It's Black Friday season. In fact, tomorrow is Black Friday.
And oh, no.
Tonight, probably on most of the websites.
Don't go to the store.
Exactly. That is, in fact, what I'm going to suggest that you do is stay home. Stay at the office.
Stay inside.
Go to shop.freetalklive.com and click into the Amazon link of your choice there. There are also some other stores on shop.freetalklive.com, like Walmart. Nobody's bought from the Walmart thing yet, or if they have, it's not working.
We haven't gotten a check.
I wouldn't even drive. The roads are going to be scary.
No, yeah, well, there's scary people on the roads, if that's what you mean. Like,
yeah, trying to get to other stores.
The parking lots scary. Are a nightmare. The stores are packed. You know, if you've ever been out on Black Friday weekend, you know.
Just wait for Cyber Monday.
It's a nightmare. You don't have to wait for Cyber Monday, Lauren. There are Black Friday sales online. You can go to Amazon, and they have Black Friday sales available.
You are right.
Not only do they have Black Friday sales, they've had Black Friday all week. So one of the kind of the newer things seems to be, hey, let's just make this a whole week rather than a one-day thing.
Why not?
So if you go to shop.freetalklive.com, there's Amazon Canada, Amazon UK, and Amazon US. You click into the right Amazon for you, and then just get your shopping done. Get the great deals. Get it delivered to your door. Buy it as a gift. You know, get the gift wrap. Whatever it is you need to do. You can do it all through Amazon, and Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sales. You get the deals you're looking for, and Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase. So, again, please go to shop.freetalklive.com. It makes a big difference to us when you do that. So, obviously, we'd love to see something like, you know, we were just talking about these decentralized marketplaces. I mean, wouldn't it be great if those could replace Amazon and Walmart and things like that in the future? That'd be awesome. I don't think that's
certainly in the future.
I don't know how likely that is in the near future, but but certainly when, you know, these decentralized markets come into finally get out of beta status. Right now, they're beta software, which means that there's bugs. There's problems. If you download this software, it may not install and work the first time. It didn't for me. I had to, you know, tweak things and kind of, you know, check my settings.
Is that Open Bazaar or is that NXT?
Both of them. Both of them were.
Yeah, but net neutrality would kill all of this.
No, it wouldn't.
You don't think so?
No.
I think it would.
No, net neutrality just has to do with, as I understand it, now maybe another version of net neutrality, net neutrality 2 or something like that could hurt this. But net neutrality just decides packet preference on the internet. It wouldn't stop these packets from being delivered. So anyway, what I was talking about was the NXT Free Market is one of these open market clients, and then there's Open Bazaar. Now, Mark, you and I met the guy, one of the guys behind Open Bazaar, Sam
Patterson.
I've
met somebody who's behind NXT, too.
Oh, really? Well, that's interesting, because they're anonymous.
Well, I've not, somebody who's into it. How's that? Like
into the NXT Free Market program?
Not the free market stuff.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about the currency. Okay, so the NXT thing is like a competitor to Bitcoin. It's supposed to be, you know, better in some ways. I don't believe it personally, but you know, there's all these competitors to Bitcoin. NXT is one of 400 different altcoins.
Yeah, but it has an important distinction.
Bitcoin.
It's not proof of work. It's proof of share.
There's other ones that are that way too, though.
Yeah, but it's the biggest one in that pool.
Okay, whatever. To me,
and they have a really nice interface as far as graphics go, and that matters.
Yeah. Well, who takes NXT?
At this point, I'm not claiming that it is beating Bitcoin.
Not even close. So, as far as I'm concerned, it's just one of the myriad of competitors out there to Bitcoin. And I'm sure there's some NXT fanboy pounding at their desk right now, talking about how great this supposedly is.
Ian, do you think Bitcoin is going to be the hero of the world? Like,
I have no idea, but I know that Bitcoin was first to market.
Sold on the Bitcoin thing?
I know Bitcoin was first to market, and to me, being first to market as an innovator is a pretty big step for any, you know, company or whatever to take. Bitcoin obviously is not a company. It's a project. It's an open source movement. It's an innovation.
I see Bitcoin as just a step in the right direction. I think it's a very small step.
There may be a Bitcoin killer around the corner. I don't know.
That's just the thing. You couldn't predict Bitcoin. Nobody predicted Bitcoin. It was like impossible.
But I can tell
so
you
was
one
the
thing.
Internet.
I can predict one thing, and that is that of the hundreds of competitors to Bitcoin, hundreds of those are going to be gone in a few years.
Well, that's because
they're
trying to replicate Bitcoin instead
of
create a new product.
Well, some of them are new. They claim that the NXT thing is programmed new from scratch. I mean, I don't know. I don't have time to audit all these things. I don't have, you know, personally, I don't have the programming know-how, the technical ability, and I'm, you know, not afraid of technology. I just don't have that ability to go in and figure out, what's the next Bitcoin going to be? Because all of these alternatives to Bitcoin are pitching themselves as the next best thing or the future killer of Bitcoin. And I guess we'll find out over time what happens there.
Another thing that can happen with Bitcoin is that somebody could create a technological overlay for Bitcoin that would then, you know, allow the product. Because, I mean, you know, the Bitcoin is a huge step ahead of all the currencies that are currently used in the world that aren't sort of these online cryptocurrencies.
Sure. But it's definitely a killer of other currencies.
I think that it's, you know, I agree that it is probably going to be improved upon or replaced.
Well, it already has been improved upon. And
yeah, sure.
The Bitcoin protocols, what did they add? The multi-signature thing to Bitcoins where I don't know how best to describe what that is. How do you describe multi-signature?
Well, if you want to spend a certain segment of Bitcoins in a wallet, you're going to need to have
Else sign off on it.
Someone, at least someone else.
It's like the thing with the bank where you put the two keys in, you turn it at the same time. It's kind of like the digital equivalent of it, right? So they've added that to Bitcoin. So I've gone astray from my point. So there's these open markets. There's one called NXT Free Market. There's another called Open Bazaar. Maybe there are others that are being programmed. I don't know, but those are the two that I know about. And the concern that I have with NXT, there's a couple of them that I have. One, it's not operating on Bitcoin, so they're already really restricting the, you know, the size of their potential marketplace there. I mean, they're already, I think, cutting their potential from the get-go with that. But secondly, the NXT situation, the NXT Free Market, it's not really a free market because you got to pay to list your items. So to me, that's not a free market.
Why is that not a free market?
Well, if you're paying, you know, with Open Bazaar, you can just list your items. That's a free market. With NXT, you're paying the operators to, you know, a fee, kind of like with the Silk Road or whatever, where the Silk Road took a fee. Now, the fee's much smaller with the NXT free market, but it's a restricted marketplace. It's a market where people who don't pay
7 cents can't play.
You can't play. And so that to me, the people who are operating NXT.
So it's like free as in liberty, not free as in beer. Yeah. A free market doesn't mean that it is free. It has no cost to do business.
There's no such thing as free.
But you, what you're saying is that, that since they are they claim a monopoly over their marketplace, and that they're that you have to pay to list, that it's essentially a licensing fee to some extent.
Yeah, it rubbed me the wrong way when I saw
well,
that.
Well, you hate spending money. You're so cheap you squeak, and that's not an excuse. I mean, you have to properly explain why you don't think it's a free market.
Well, maybe they'll allow anybody to sell anything on their marketplace, which would be, you know, certainly a hallmark of freedom.
Giant step forward.
But if you have to pay to get listed in the first place, that suggests that the operators are taking profits from this.
To run a business.
Again, I don't have a problem with people making money, Mark, but in this case, they're going to be running an underground marketplace, and taking profits from your underground marketplace means they're going to be much more interested, that is the feds, in taking you down. And so it's no surprise that the operators of the NXT free market are anonymous. You do not know who those people are. If you go to their website, their handles are listed, and that's it. There's no transparency whatsoever as far as who the people are that are behind the NXT free market. So, you know, that's not necessarily a bad thing, but we've met Sam Patterson from Open Bazaar. You can ask him questions. He's open about what's going on. If you want to talk to him, you can do that. These other people, who the hell are they? Are they going to raise the fees in the future? I don't know.
Are they the feds?
Are they the feds? That's another good question. So that's a concern for me. So the fact that it's NXT, the fact that you have to pay fees to get into
it. Well, NXT is just a cryptocurrency, so yeah. You can spend your Bitcoin on the NXT, then go and buy stuff.
True.
You
also have to install the NXT.
You had to send them your Bitcoin, did you not?
If you were to put money in an account on Silk Road, yes.
There you go. So you were sending somebody you didn't know money to hold it for you. So that's a heck of a lot worse than it being in some other cryptocurrency you're not familiar with.
Yeah, I'm just saying that, you know, it's not Bitcoin, and so they're already going to be, you know, minimizing their market potential there with that.
No, I don't think so.
It turned me off. Well, it's not Bitcoin. Well, I'll install it. I only installed it out of curiosity, just to see what was listed on there, how it was, how difficult it was. And the other problem with the NXT thing is you have to have the NXT client in order to actually run this. You have to have two programs in order to run this. You have to have the program that is the NXT network client for the software for the money system, and then you have to have the NXT free market that runs on top of that. So you've got to get two pieces of software to interact correctly and operate correctly in order to
small price to pay if it works.
If it works, and it doesn't work that well right now.
Well, the toll-free number.
Neither does Open Bazaar. I will say that, too. The toll-free number is 855-453. But I did get Open Bazaar working, and I did get the NXT thing working. It just took some time. More coming up here on Free Talk Live. You take control.
You've heard of Black Friday doorbuster deals. Well, don't miss Lumber Liquidators floorbuster deals. Get incredible discounts on your favorite floors at one-time-only prices. There's never been a better time to get a great deal on pre-finished hardwoods, hand-scraped hardwoods, gorgeous bamboo, top-quality laminates, and get 26-month special financing. Plus, get even more floorbuster discounts in our stores. The sale ends Tuesday. These deals will not wait until after the holidays. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Do you drink coffee? Was the last cup of coffee you had really good? Free Talk Live has teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you the best of the best coffee. Shade-grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is for every 10 people that get their coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. Get a free pound to try it out. A free pound of the best coffee. Help others one cup at a time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.